The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to this very special exclusive instant reaction of Elimination Chamber Busted Open Podcast. Thanks for joining me immediately. It just ended. I just finished watching Elimination Chamber on Peacock.
As a wrestling fan, you know it's hard. All the blood, the sweat, the tears, the chairs. It's a hard day out there. And do you know what tastes incredible after a hard day in the ring? A Mike's Hard Lemonade. You get all hot and bothered, and then you can cool off with an ice-cold hard lemonade. Since day one, Mike's Hard Lemonade has been making lemonade the hard way. They take three kinds of lemons, all hand-picked, from family farms and cold press them to create a taste like no other. They choose to do things the hard way because they know hard days deserve a hard lemonade. That's why for 25 years, nothing has tasted better after a hard day than a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Find now in store. Mike's is hard, so is prison. Don't drive drunk. Premium malt beverage with flavors. Mike's Hard Lemonade Company, Chicago, Illinois. The best part of spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. It's kind of like when you find out you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. It's time to switch to Mint Mobile. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Warmer, sunnier days are calling. Fuel up for them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. Meet your wellness goals in time for summer thanks to the menu of chef-crafted meals with options like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great-tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. Crush your wellness goals this May with dietitian-approved meals and ingredients that you can trust. Treat yourself to restaurant-quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, and blackened salmon. Head to factormeals.com/busted50 and use code BUSTED50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code BUSTED50 at factormeals.com/busted50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
Welcome to the exclusive Busted Open Elimination Chamber Reaction Show. Dave LaGreca here. Live for you, the Busted Open Nation, and wow, what a Elimination Chamber we just saw. I mean, I really thought top to bottom, that was great. And I actually mentioned at David LaGreca 1 on Twitter that I feel like the way that the WWE has started off 2023. This may be the best year the WWE has had in over 20 years. When you look back at what we saw with Elimination Chamber tonight, what we saw at the Royal Rumble, and this Bloodline storyline, this is going to be an epic WrestleMania. And right now, the Bloodline, I don't know what you can make of the Bloodline right now, because we still don't know what's going to happen and what ramifications there's going to be with Jey Uso from what happened tonight. Didn't follow through what Roman wanted him to do. Didn't take that chair from Roman Reigns. So it's very, very interesting. Then he took actually the spear from Sami Zayn. And then there's the beatdown from Roman, obviously, after Sami Zayn lost the match tonight in the main event at Elimination Chamber. And then Kevin Owens comes out to save the day. So everyone predicted we were going to see the Usos against Owens and Sami Zayn, and that's exactly what it looks like right now on this road to WrestleMania. Though the ace card is still, to me, Jey Uso, and what the reaction is going to be from him and Roman moving forward after what we saw tonight. So is the Bloodline still fractured? Are they going to come together now in time for WrestleMania? Again, these are the reasons why you got to tune into Raw and SmackDown each week. And I'm excited. I thought it was a great match. A lot of ups and downs. And that crowd in Montreal was hot all show long. But it was next level. Probably the loudest that the Montreal crowd got was for Dominic Mysterio, about in the middle of the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And then obviously what we saw in the main event. And it looked like they were going to go home unhappy. Looked like they were going to go home heartbroken. Obviously, you saw a lot of people pissed in Montreal. But then Owens comes out. And then, obviously, a lot of big cheers for what Owens and Sami Zayn were able to do to Roman at the end of the show. So I'm guessing some smiles, even though they're disappointed after Sami Zayn was unsuccessful in his attempt to win that WWE Undisputed Universal Heavyweight Championship from Roman Reigns. Now, are people going to be behind Cody? I think so. I think now we can focus solely on Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. And actually, what I'm hoping to see come Monday on Raw is maybe Cody in the ring, and like Cody gave that rah-rah speech to Sami Zayn last week, maybe Sami Zayn gives that same speech to Cody Rhodes on Monday Night Raw on Monday. We shall see about that, but a lot to get into. And obviously, we're going to give a full recap of what we saw tonight. Myself, Bully Ray, and Mark Henry on a live Busted Open on Monday. But let's go through this card, because I thought it was a really good one. First, starting with the Women's Elimination Chamber match to see who's going to face Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. And I thought a fire. I mean, I thought that was hot all match long. Liv Morgan, I thought, had a really good effort in a losing effort at the Elimination Chamber. But obviously Asuka, and that was probably the prediction going in. But I'm glad that everybody was right about Asuka. Asuka comes out victorious, will face Bianca Belair. And what changes are we going to see from Asuka? Because Asuka got cheered tonight. And some really good moments. I thought a great moment was Natalya with the sharpshooter. And then Asuka taking the arm on Liv Morgan and then her passing out. But Asuka's your victor. And I'm very excited in that match. And this is what I wanted from Bianca Belair from the start. The one thing I didn't like was that whole story with Alexa Bliss, the supernatural, yada, yada, yada. We're not going to see that now. Now you're going to see two of the best female wrestlers in the WWE going head-to-head at WrestleMania. And what is going to be, I feel, one of the main event matches, you know, probably night number one or night number two at WrestleMania. And then you see Brock Lesnar and Bobby Lashley. And now Bobby Lashley in this, you know, three-match series has got the advantage. He's up 2-1 now. He gets the disqualification victory over Brock Lesnar. And then Brock Lesnar, obviously, with the carnage that happened after that match. And what ramifications are going to be? You know, obviously, there's going to be some fines. there's probably going to be some suspensions. We've seen Brock Lesnar down this road before. But then you also have to factor in what Bray Wyatt said on SmackDown on Friday. So do we get some kind of triple threat match at WrestleMania? I don't know. I don't even know if I want to see that, unless this is going to be a completely different Bray Wyatt than what we've seen since his return. I honestly would be completely fine with another match between Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar. And Bobby Lashley, you know, had him with that full Nelson, had that on, you know, Brock Lesnar, and Brock couldn't break it. The only way he could break it was by giving him the low blow. So I would be completely fine with seeing Brock and Lashley once again at WrestleMania. The men's elimination chamber match, fantastic. Montez Ford, which I hope he is okay. Obviously, I don't know if that was part of the show or if he was really injured leaving that elimination chamber match. But Montez Ford, I feel, had the MVP performance of the night. Montez Ford, his athleticism, how great of a wrestler he is. And maybe this might be the end of the Street Profits after what we saw tonight, because I feel like a lot of people want to see what Montez Ford can do as a singles wrestler moving forward. I'm very, very excited about the future of Montez Ford, but Montez Ford didn't get the victory. Seth Rollins did not get the victory. We saw Logan Paul come out there at the end of the Elimination Chamber match, be a major factor, because now Austin Theory retain that United States Championship. And it looks like we're going to see Logan Paul and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania. But what are we going to see with your United States Champion, Austin Theory? Is it going to be John Cena? I mean, go to at Busted Open Radio. Go to at David LaGreca 1. Who do you think Austin Theory is going to face at WrestleMania after he is victorious in the Elimination Chamber match tonight? Pretty fun tag match with the Judgment Day and Beth Phoenix and Edge. Obviously, Edge and Beth Phoenix, heavy fan favorites tonight in Montreal at Elimination Chamber. Obviously, there was a non-three count, but, you know, honestly, I don't think that's going to be what people remember coming out of that match. It was a fun match. The Judgment Day, you know, came up short, couldn't beat Edge and Beth Phoenix. But is this story over? And what are we going to see with Edge and Beth Phoenix? I'm very, very interested in see what's going to happen with the Judgment Day. What's going to happen with Dominic Mysterio? Because, man, did that Montreal crowd hate on Dominic Mysterio tonight. But, man, more on this main event. And I am completely fine now with Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes moving forward. There were some great moments in that match. I think Sami Zayn proved he could stand in a ring face to face with Roman Reigns. I think Sami Zayn showed that he's a main event caliber wrestler. I think when you looked at like a Kevin Owens and a Sami Zayn, obviously Kevin Owens, I always felt, was like a little bit ahead, maybe even more than a little bit ahead of a Sami Zayn. I don't think that's the way you're going to look at Sami right now. Real good feel moment with his family, with his wife at ringside. Roman, man, is just next level greatness. The way he stood in that ring when Sami Zayn came out, was getting that love from the crowd, when they were yelling out F.U. Roman, the way he just looked at that crowd, the way he looked at Sami Zayn, the way he jawed with Sami Zayn's family, the way he talked to Sami Zayn's wife, and the way he was saying that, man, your family, Sammy could have had it all if you just would have stuck with me. If Sammy would have done what I told him to do, if he would have stuck with me, you would have had everything. You would have had everything that this business could offer you. But Sami Zayn bit off a little bit more than he could chew, and I think Roman proved that tonight. I stand by what I said. If Sami Zayn, and I said this continuously on Busted Open, you know, with Bully, with Mark, I said it with Thunder on Friday. If Sami Zayn would have beat Roman Reigns tonight, it would have been a memorable, awesome moment in Montreal in front of that Montreal crowd. But I don't know how that would have carried over. I don't know how that would have carried over in a match with Sami Zayn and Cody Rhodes at WrestleMania. And I don't know how it would have came across, you know, for the future of Sami Zayn as a world champion. I still stand by that Cody Rhodes can be a face of this company. Cody Rhodes could be that guy. Cody Rhodes could be another John Cena. When I say that, I mean that we haven't had a face of the WWE since John Cena. Cody Rhodes could be that guy. And again, that's going to be the question now, from now until we get to WrestleMania 39 in LA, which obviously Busted Open will be there at the Whiskey A Go-Go. We're going to have our party Saturday, April 1st. The question is Cody good enough to beat Roman Reigns? Can Cody be the face of the WWE? If you don't think Cody can be the face of the WWE, if you don't think Cody could be that guy, if you don't think Cody could be another John Cena, then you don't have him beat Roman Reigns at this year's WrestleMania. Maybe this story continues after WrestleMania 39. Maybe somewhere down the road, we still get Roman and The Rock. It's not out of the realm of possibility. But those are the questions that we're going to be asking starting tonight. Starting tonight until we get to WrestleMania in LA, that first weekend in April. Because, man, Roman, Michael Cole said it on commentary, you now have to throw him out there with the Cenas, with the Hogans, with the Brunos. He is the longest running WWE, the longest reigning WWE champion, probably since a Hogan and a Bruno. Modern day wise, he's it. You could take your Cenas, you could take your Punks. I don't care what champion you throw out there. Roman is next level. And I think when you come down to it, he's one of the greatest WWE champions of all time. The big match feel that they gave you tonight was next level. People were comparing the environment and the aura and the feel of this crowd. People were comparing it to Rock and Hogan. That's what people at WrestleMania, that's what people were comparing this environment in Montreal to. And you want to know something? I have to agree with it. And again, that's going back, you know, almost 20 years ago. That's the type of feel that you got with this crowd tonight. And it was very unlike any kind of WWE crowd. I mean, the F-bombs were being dropped left and right, especially during that main event. This was kind of that next level crowd. And I guess this match deserved that type of a crowd. I really do. This is defining this new era of the WWE. And I think you do have to go back to 2002 when the WWE was as great as it is right now. It is conquering the world of pro wrestling. And I know people are probably like, well, you know, the WWE has been the forefront, has been the top. That hasn't changed. But you know how the world of pro wrestling has been lately. You know, right now, New Japan has got their card. And I can't wait to get off the air with all of you and go watch New Japan on Fight TV when I'm done with this show here. And with AEW and everything that's going on with AEW, this bloodline storyline has carried the WWE. And it's bleeding through to other matches and other stories. But this bloodline story is the best story I've seen in the WWE in 10, 12, 15 years. It really is. And it's bleeding into Raw. Obviously, it dominates SmackDown on Friday nights. And one thing I'm interested in hearing from the nation, either, you know, at Busted Open Radio right now, or when myself, Mark, and Bully hit the airwaves on Monday, is, are you now over Sami Zayn? Did this quench your thirst of Sami Zayn? Are you going to be in to a tag match with Sami and Owens against the Usos? Is that enough for you? Or did this match make you think that, all right, Sami Zayn can be your world champion? Is Sami Zayn now something that you want to see at WrestleMania? For me, I was fine. This was a great moment. I think this night stands alone. I don't think you need Sami Zayn in the main event. I am now fully invested in Cody and Roman at WrestleMania. And I hope you fans are too. But I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you, you know, on social media tonight. And I definitely want to hear from you on Monday. Were you happy with the main event? Were you disappointed in the main event? But to put the main event aside for just a second, and I know that's difficult to do because how big that main event was and how much that crowd was into it. The two Elimination Chamber match, I thought were next level. I loved the Women's Elimination Chamber match. And after that Women's Elimination Chamber match was over, I was like, man, this is going to be difficult to beat. I was like, man, this is probably what we're going to be talking about on Monday as being the best Elimination Chamber match. And then the men stood up as well. And they really did, they killed it too. I don't know which match I liked more. I'm probably going to have to go back and watch both Elimination Chamber matches. But Asuka's performance in the first one, and then obviously Montez Ford in the Men's Elimination Chamber match, both were fire. Both were great. I loved the Lashley Brock. This lets the story move forward. And Lashley has the advantage. Lashley has the out. He had him in the Hurt Lock. Brock had to go low in order to break out of that Hurt Lock. He couldn't break out of Lashley's Hurt Lock. I think that's a big story and a big rallying cry for Lashley moving forward. And I was a little bit of afraid of what Brock was going to do to Lashley. This was the right move. This was the perfect ending. And now you can move this forward to WrestleMania. And then Edge and Beth, just a fun match with the Judgment Day. What's next for the Judgment Day? I don't know. What's next for Edge and Beth Phoenix? We don't know. We'll have to tune in. Maybe this is the last time we see Edge and Beth Phoenix together. I don't know. And after seeing what I saw with Logan Paul against Roman, I can't wait to see Logan Paul and Seth Rollins. I think they're going to put on a clinic at WrestleMania. And Logan Paul is, I think, shocked and surprised everyone. And now he's going in there with technically one of the best wrestlers in the world. So that's going to be, again, an event that everybody's going to want to see. And I can't wait to see what's next for Austin Theory. Maybe it is John Cena. And maybe we find that out on Monday Night Raw. We're on the road to WrestleMania. Every Raw, every SmackDown is going to be must watch. You're going to need to watch each and every episode of Raw and SmackDown until we get to WrestleMania 39. More importantly, you're going to have to listen to every single episode of Busted Open. If you're not already a subscriber on SiriusXM, Busted Open is live Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to noon with myself, Bully Ray, Tommy Dreamer, Mickey James, Mark Henry, Thunder Rosa. You don't want to miss an episode Monday through Saturday of Busted Open. Or if you haven't already subscribed to the Busted Open podcast, because you get exclusive content you can't get anywhere else, we are going to be live in LA. Busted Open is going to be live on Saturday earlier in the day, so you have plenty of time to get to SoFi Stadium for WrestleMania. We're going to be at the Whiskey A Go-Go on the Sunset Strip. And the way that the Royal Rumble killed it, and the way that Elimination Chamber killed it, I can't wait to see what they're going to do night number one and night number two of WrestleMania. I cannot wait. I hope everybody enjoyed tonight's Elimination Chamber. I hope you enjoyed the instant reaction by me here on Twitter. I'm going to be doing it after every major pay-per-view. I hope this isn't the only time. I want to keep doing this with you if you like doing it. Want to hear from you. Don't forget, go to podswag.com/busted open. Get your customized Busted Open gear, your t-shirt, your hoodies. I've already ordered mine. I already got the Violetta's Pierogi Chapter Busted Open t-shirt and hoodie. So make sure you go out there and do it now so that you have it for the time that we go out to LA in Elimination Chamber. What did you think? I want to read your comments here. And again, I can't wait to hear from all of you on Monday. and make sure you subscribe to the Busted Open podcast. Thanks for tuning in to the exclusive Busted Open Elimination Chamber reaction show. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn on what you want, like trying out that new workout class, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like a foam roller for your sore muscles. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.